Chris, you're the only one who's been on a group mission trip in our youth group right now. You were on the 2019 trip we did to Princeton. You're back. It's 2016. You're going into your sophomore year of high school.
It's 2022.
What did I just say?
You just said it's 2016.
2016? We're going back. Oh, because Jacob's shirt is 2016. And now it's what? Okay. I'm a grown up. Emma, you're not helping. Now it's 2022 and we're here in Elk View, West Virginia. What have you learned? What is different? What is different for you now versus when you were just a baby incoming sixth grader? What's it been like?
I think it's more, I've learned a lot more at this one. Because at our last one, it was just our crew was also our youth group.
Yes.
And I still have people from our youth group in my crew, but it's not like I know everybody. So it's kind of the getting to know you part. And I also have a very different job that's not just painting.
Yes. Yeah. What kind of jobs have you been working on?
So originally our crew worked on extending a porch, building stairs, and then caulking the windows. And we finished that in 2 days. And then we went to another site to help another group build a kind of a boardwalk for a wheelchair to go up a ramp.
Awesome. What is something that you tried on this trip that you've never tried before, whether it was on a different work camp or just in your life?
Building stairs would probably be it, because I've never built stairs and they are surprisingly hard.
What are all the tools you had to use to learn how to do that?
You had to use a circular saw, a jigsaw, carpenter square. You had to use a hammer drill so we could drill it into the concrete. Screws in general, but most of that was just being used in different ways.
What are some of the ways that being on a work site that kind of pushes you to learn how to do new stuff, what is that like for you? What do you learn from that? How does that make you feel, like confidence-wise, or just what's that like being pushed in that way to do something new outside your comfort zone?
It makes me feel a lot more confident that the people in my crew outside of my youth group think that I can do that. Because we had one boy, Luke, who was always telling us to like, he was always like, hey, do you want to try and use the jigsaw? Do you want to try and use the drill bit? Do you want to try like all this stuff? And I was like, I don't know.
But after a while you said yes.
Yeah, but after a while I got more comfortable with it and it was very fun.
I think that is a really big part of the group experience, is like the older kids who do have a little more experience inviting the younger kids to be a part of it. I think that's a really like turning point moment for all the groups. So I'm really glad that happened for you.
Yeah.
So you're involved not just on the worksite during the day, but actually we come back and we're all together and we have evening program, and you're involved in evening program. What do you do?
I play the guitar because we do a bunch of worship songs.
Yeah, and what's that like for you? You know, we only know what it's like standing and singing. What's it like for you being a part of the worship band and playing and singing?
I feel like it's a way to get closer to more people because you're all there for the same reason and you all share like the common interest of playing an instrument. And it's really fun to just like listen to how the songs work, be able to play them, and then for other people to enjoy them.
Yeah. Do you feel closer to God when you're playing music, whether it's here or somewhere else? Do you kind of feel connected to something bigger than yourself when you're playing?
Yeah, because it's one thing that kind of brings everybody at the work camp together, even though we all come from like very different backgrounds.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you feel like God is teaching you anything this week, that your faith's growing in any way? Or are you seeing our youth group change in any way by being here?
Yeah, I'm seeing that everybody's like being a lot more, I guess, let's put it, I guess more open. And then also we've all just gotten closer together as a youth group because we've spent so much time with each other.
Yeah. What's your hope for our youth group like once we're back? Like, we obviously can't have week-long sleepovers all the time back at home.
Yeah.
I'm not sure all of us would even want to.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to be in each other's lives back home.
Yeah.
What are some ideas or what's some hope for the ways that we can try to do that? Even though we're busy and we live far away, like, what do you think we can do?
I think if we just set up like a date where we, or like just a time where we could go and like be at the church and maybe just like have pizza and watch a movie or like play a game and just like do like something to bring us back together.
Yeah, find some ways to be back together. I like that. Yeah, what's your top three favorite moments from the mission trip?
It would probably be our half day when we went with another youth group to see the Minions movie. And we all had a very fun time, even if some people fell asleep during the movie. But it was a time for us to kind of all get closer with people, not just in our youth group, but also make friends with other people outside of our youth group.
Definitely. So that's one. Do you have any others?
The first night that I got to play in the band was very fun, and also doing the variety show.
Yeah, and what did you do during that?
I solved a 3x3 Rubik's Cube, a 2x2 Rubik's Cube, and a cube upside down, and I raced another kid who was solving a 3x3 and a 4x4 sitting up.
And I was taking a video. I think you did all of that in about 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I stopped videoing.
Yeah. And there was a point where I stopped because I heard him stop turning, and then I looked over and his puzzle was broken. Yeah. Yeah, that was unlucky.
That was really fun for us to watch you do that, though.
Yeah.
And you won.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think if he didn't pop it, he probably would have won.
Yep. Yeah. All right.